WCLK listeners probably know who I'm talking about when I say Jay Fly. He's an artist, drummer, producer, writer, and a humanitarian. He's performed on everything from the Soul Train Music Awards to artists such as Keith Sweat, Tony Braxton, Peebo, Bobby Brown, and my personal favorite cameo, Jarrell J. Fly Flynn joins us this morning, though not to talk about music. He's here to talk about how big is your dream. Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking the time.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You are starting a music camp coming up here starting, I guess, Monday or so, 16th through the 28th of June. Could you talk about how big is your dream and how you came to find the time and effort in your life to look out for young people?
Well, how big is your dream really is you seeing what it took for me to make it in the music industry. Having a dream of being someone, but really not having someone to mentor me through the process. And what how big is your dream is I help kids to bring their dreams into reality by giving them access, by giving them opportunity to see themselves where they want to be and aligning them with the artists and the people that are doing it at a high level.
So what you're attempting to do is empower young people who might have a dream in music or some aspect of the music biz sort of reach those things.
Yeah, definitely.
So the camp starts up. You've got a camp that goes for 2 weeks. What happens at this camp?
Well, what happens with this camp, when parents drop their kids off, we're dealing with kids that have interest in music, that have some type of music ability, and we're really aligning them with artists that are still touring, are still performing, and have music education as a background to give them the real-world application of what they already have as a gift. So we align them with people that they have seen on TV, people they may have seen in the community, doing music at a high level to show them how they can take music and use it as a career path for themselves.
And as any parent who might be listening, and I'm one myself, knows, a celebrity can often hold sway over a young person far more than a teacher or a parent or a mentor who otherwise might you know, mean them good. Who do you have participating in this camp, and what are going to be lighting up the stage to get these kids inspired to bigger and better things?
Well, just to speak back to education, one of my music partners is Georgia Tech. The music director from Georgia Tech, Mr. Frank Clark, is going to bring in a lot of the educational tools that it takes in education and music. So he is going to show kids how to apply music with education. Along with that, we have a lot of local artists such as Joy Somerville, Ron James. We have spoken lyric Abyss coming in, and different artists that I've worked with, Peebo Bryson, Sandra Corelli. You never know who's going to drop in, because as artists come through Atlanta, a lot of times I tell them about the camp and they just come in and say, hey, man, I want to hang out. So you never know from day to day who the kids may see.
So these kids are going to spend 2 weeks. Where is the event held?
At Porter Sanford. Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center in DeKalb County.
Porter Sanford, which is a wonderful venue. So these kids are going to be there for 2 weeks. You get breakfast, you get lunch, and you spend the day learning how to turn yourself into a musical artist.
Exactly. One of the biggest things is I wish I had somebody to show me how to do this when I was just getting aware of music as a career. But since I didn't, and since I have, I will lend my expertise to the kids that are following me. And that's what it's all about. You know, when you know better, you do better, and you show somebody how not to repeat your mistakes.
Well, of course, we're talking this morning with Jay Fly, Jarrell J. Fly Flynn, and we're talking about not what he's doing in music right now, but how big is your dream and the How Big Is Your Dream music camp. And if you want to find out more beyond our conversation, you can reach them at howbigisyourdream.org, and you can find out more about that. Jay, you're from way down, hard by the Okefenokee Swamp in Waycross, Georgia,
and, exactly.
And you came from Waycross to Atlanta to make it in the music business, and you did. What part of that journey caused you to look and say, you know, I want to make this easier for the next kid coming up?
Well, what made me dig deep inside and say I want to make it easier is really not knowing, but having. And to explain it is having a gift, having a talent, being able to play drums, but not really knowing how to apply that in a sense of a career. You know, growing up, you always had somebody telling you you need something to fall back on. You know, you're a great musician. But and what I started to see once I moved to Atlanta, it opened my awareness and my eyes to the massive amounts of opportunities that I could walk into as a musician, not just a drummer, but as a musician. And the reason I stress musician because, you know, it's broader. And the gift that you have, if you apply yourself, people will recognize you for who you are, not just what you do.
There are writers and arrangers and engineers and roadies and grips and
and
lawyers.
Managers and, yeah. And lawyers, right. Stage production, and it's a whole lot, you know, lighting ticks and everything.
So yep. How big is your dream? Is this the main event of your foundation and you spend the rest of the year working on this event, or are there other initiatives that you're pursuing right now with How Big Is Your Dream?
No, this is right now one of three. In the first quarter of the year, we do a concert called the Unity Concert, where we bring area high schools together along with performing artists for one concert, one show, all sharing the same stage. The music camp happens in the summer. And then my biggest event of the year is actually J-Fly Music Festival, which happens in Waycross. We go back home. We bring artists from all over, and we do a big festival. Last year, we reached the numbers of 17,000, and this is a free festival for the community and for the people that attend.
And I know WCLK listeners have heard about both of those events proximate to them because you guys are an underwriter and a supporter of WCLK.
Exactly.
So the camp, you say the camp for this year is filled, correct?
Yeah, it's filled, but if it's a parent out there that's just hearing about it and be like, man, I really, really want my kid to be involved, you know, we would definitely take consideration to involve you or your kid if they meet the criteria. So, you know, just send an email or visit the website and reach out to us, and we'll take a serious look at trying to make space.
So it's a big tent, and somebody can slide down and get a seat on the end of the bench and be part of the camp.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we've been talking this morning with Jay Fly about How Big Is Your Dream. You can go to howbigisyourdream.org if you're interested in providing help or support to this worthy cause. You guys have a concert coming up, right, at the end of the camp?
Yes. On June 28th, we do what is known as the finale matinee. And what this does is show the audience, the parents, the friends of the family, what your child has learned while they've been involved in the camp. They put on their own show, they do the performances, they do the show, run the show from top down. So it's another free concert, but it's definitely worth seeing because these kids, what they learn in 2 weeks is amazing. And it's great to know once you engage the child, is nothing that you can't teach them. So it's worth seeing the concert if you're not in the camp yourself, just to visit to see what we're doing.
It's worth it just to see Porter Sanford. That's an amazing little concert.
Yes.
All right, Jay Fly. You can follow his music at jflymusic.com. It's the How Big Is Your Dream Foundation at howbigisyourdream.org. Jay, thanks for your time today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.